Hey, recruiter. Yeah, I'm talking to you. How would you like to buy a list of 330 computer hackers? Security researchers. You could fill a lot of software developer recs with this list, not to mention the referrals you would... What? Oh, you would like to buy this list. Okay, that'll be... $1.5 million! What do you mean that's too much? Facebook paid it. Details next on The Social Recruiter. You are listening to The Social Recruiter. News, views, and interviews about the ever-changing world of social media, but from a recruiting point of view. I am your host, Jim Stroud. Facebook has a bug bounty program which launched back in August 2011. Yeah, August 2011, that's what it was. Basically, how it works is that if you agree to adhere to their responsible disclosure policy and are the first person to responsibly disclose the bug, then you'll be at least $500 richer. Now, there is no maximum reward, but the bigger the bug, the bigger the reward. If you are curious as to what all the rules are, read them online at www.facebook.com/whitehat. In 2013, Facebook paid out $1.5 million to 330 security researchers around the world as part of its bug bounty program. According to the tech blog The Next Web, Facebook received 14,763 submissions in 2013, each one reviewed individually by a security engineer. This is up 246% from 2012. Of those 14,673 submissions, 687 were valid and eligible to receive awards. Now, how is this brilliant? A couple of reasons, but first a word from our sponsor.
I joined to fulfill my potential. I stayed to fulfill the potential of Randstad Sourceright.
I joined for the strength of the brand. I stayed for the challenge.
I joined for an opportunity in our Birmingham office and stayed for one in London.
I joined to work in head office. I stay for the impact I can have on client site.
I joined for personal growth. I stay for the opportunity to develop others.
Ik ben begonnen bij Randstad in Nederland.
I stay to work at Randstad Sourceright UK.
I joined because I needed a job. I stay for a career with a market leader.
I joined to be a specialist.
I stay for the team.
Facebook's bug bounty program is brilliant for a couple of reasons. For one, I'm sure $1.5 million is pennies to Facebook when you consider how much damage a security failure will cost them in reputation and revenue loss if suddenly all of its members did not feel that their information was safe and decided to leave. And for two, essentially the bug bounty program is a game that only certain skilled people can play. Now, since you have to be the first one to find a bug in the system to win a prize, the competition has to be fierce. And obviously, such competition attracts talent that was probably hidden, if from no one else, surely out of the gaze of hungry recruiters salivating for such talent. And speaking of recruiters, I wonder how many of those 14,673 security researchers were contacted by a Facebook recruiter after a Facebook security engineer had reviewed their bug bounty submission. Wow, let's think about that as a recruiting process. A game attracts talent. Employees review and gauge the talent's skills. Talent is passed on to a recruiter who emails the talent to discuss their ranking in the game and potentially opportunities at Facebook. Now, am I saying that Facebook has been utilizing this process to uncover and recruit technical talent since 2011? No, I'm just speculating. Okay, that's it. This was the Social Recruiter Podcast, but I'm still Jim Stroud. Make it a great day.